tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, Santa trackers. I'm Alfred Stocking in the anchor chair at the North Pole, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Merry Christmas. And if you're just joining the broadcast, we'll catch you up on the latest news here. Santa launched from the North Pole 8 hours ago. He's presently visiting Australia. With a quick word from behind Santa's sleigh, here's Elf Crash Murphy with an update. Crash, how's it going?
Hi, Red. Santa's making great time. The reindeer are doing really well, and hopefully we'll be stopping soon somewhere so I can water the tree, if you get my drift.
Good luck with that, Crash, and don't forget to wash your hands. And we turn our attention now to Elf Frank Murr in the North Pole Flight Command Center. Frank, is there any news there about flight plans to support Santa later as he gets closer to the Americas?
Hi, Red. I am hearing rumors of a giant supply chain being set up from the North Pole to both coasts of North and South America later tonight.
But Frank, wouldn't that take, like, thousands of sleighs?
That's affirmative, and coordinating such a fleet of sleighs would be an unprecedented accomplishment, perhaps being the largest ever such event in the history of air traffic control.
That's great news, especially for our fans of Santa who have followed along all year at SantaUpdate.com and know the effort that Santa made to have thousands and thousands of extra sleighs built over the summer. Now we know why he did that. The only question that remains is, will those sleighs actually have anything to carry? We'll get to that in our next report here on Kringle Radio. From the North Pole, for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network, I'm Alfred Stocking reporting.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.